I'd like to introduce the way of eating sashimi. Japanese people love sashimi, but it's not something we eat every day. Sashimi is one of the representative foods of Japan, one that is often served at ryotei, traditional Japanese restaurants. Sashimi may seem simple, but, depending on the chef, the flavor and appearance of this delicate dish varies greatly. There are three main points about eating sashimi that I'd like to introduce to you. The first is about the way wasabi is used. Some people stir the wasabi into soy sauce. In fact, many Japanese do this too, but this is not recommended in more refined situations. Muddied soy sauce doesn't look sophisticated, and the fragrance of the wasabi is lost. Instead, a small amount of wasabi should be placed in the middle of the sashimi. Next is the way to use the soy sauce. The soy sauce is applied to one side of the sashimi only. However, you shouldn't overdo the soy sauce on the sashimi. Sashimi should not be swimming in the soy sauce. The third point is about the oba leaf and daikon. Oba and daikon are not decorations. As you like, they should be eaten with the sashimi. It's also okay to mix some daikon with the sashimi and wrap it all in the oba leaf. Finally, the last important point is about sake, which is the perfect complement for the sashimi. When you're eating sashimi, though, please always have well-chilled sake. If good quality sake isn't available, I have heard people in the US and Europe say that sashimi and white wine go well together.